regarding quickly the other question about, if we think about Krishna in the dreams, is that thinking about Krishna? Yes, definitely. Baldev Vidyabhushan also gives one reason why he says dreams are real, is that sometimes the supreme reality Krishna appears in the dream. And if he appears for some devotees, some great souls, so that is also an indicator that the dream is not just a fantasy. For great devotees, Krishna appears in the dream and gives some guidance. So now the question may be, for us, can Krishna come in our dream? Now, we are no one to stop Krishna from coming, if he wants to. But the difference is, he says, now Baldev Vidyabhushan analyzes that, okay, if the sleeping if the dreaming reality, dreaming experience is also reality, the waking experience is also reality, then what is the difference between the two? We could say one is shorter and the other is recurring. But his bigger difference is that in the waking reality, we can use our free will. In the dreaming reality, it is just things are happening. Even if we are doing something, it is not really that we are consciously choosing to do something. So, if Krishna chooses to come in our dreams, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. But just Krishna coming in our dream doesn't make us spiritually advanced. After we wake up of the dream and we chant Hare Krishna, then we become spiritually advanced. Because that is simply Krishna's mercy coming. What happens in the dream? We have not done anything for that. It is simply Krishna's mercy coming. But our spiritual growth depends on how we choose our free will. So, if for some devotee Krishna comes in the dream, that's wonderful. It's not that everybody has to say, you are being a sahajiya. You know, how can Krishna come in your dream? No, not like that. Krishna has come in the dream, that's fine. But it is not that devotee should think, because Krishna has come in my dream, now I have become a pure devotee. Now I have become a special devotee. No, our devotion is, Prabhupada taught us that our devotion is manifested by our dedication. It is not by some imagination, by some dream or whatever. How dedicated we are to the practice of bhakti, how dedicated we are to the service of Krishna, how dedicated we are to the responsibility that we take up in our service to Krishna, that determines our devotion. So, if Krishna comes in our dreams, that's wonderful. We don't have to go about bragging to everyone that Krishna has come in our dreams. And others don't have to stamp out at a person that's saying that, hey, no, Krishna has not come in your dream. No. Krishna can come in the dream, but what is important is what we do after we wake up. So, in the waking reality, we can use our free will properly. And by using our free will properly, we actually move towards Krishna. So, as devotees, some of us may want to remember Krishna in sleeping. So, some devotees may have some kirtan going on. Some soft kirtan, sometimes some Prabhupada japa. Sometimes we can keep a picture of Krishna near us while dreaming. So we can try to have some spiritual vibrations even while we are sleeping. That even subconsciously, we can have some connection with Krishna and we can be purified. And sometimes some background awareness will be there. But for an advanced devotee who loves Krishna, then there the remembrance of Krishna continues even in the dreams. Because the experiencer is the same. If the experiencer is in love with Krishna, then whether it is waking reality or dreaming reality, it will be the remembrance of Krishna. But the experiencer can develop love for Krishna primarily in the waking reality. And that's why what we do in the waking reality is the most important. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So the books.